نحمد الله ونصلي على رسول الكريم. Allah SWT talks about various things in the Quran, and many of the things that He talks about in the Quran is to guide us and help us away from that pathway that will create weakness for us and destruction for us in this world as well as the hereafter. Allah SWT in the Quran says the following: وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَائِكَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ, that how many are the angels in the heavens whose intercession shall be of no benefit to anyone except after Allah SWT grants them the permission for whoever He wills, Allah wills, and Allah is pleased with. There are many angels, there are many creation of Allah SWT. These creation of Allah SWT that are there, they are more powerful than you and I. Whether it's the mountains, whether it's the angels, whatever it may be, Allah SWT has given them tremendous amount of strength. But the lesson Allah is teaching us is that nothing will be able to function on that day except for if Allah SWT allowed it for it to function and go forward. إن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة لا يسمون الملائكة تسمية الأنثى. And then there are those out there who do not believe in the Akhirah, and they look at the Akhirah as, well, maybe it exists, maybe it does not exist, it could be there, it could not be there, if it is there, why doesn't it prove itself to me? And also these individuals, they give feminine names to angels because they link femininity to that given entity, etc. Allah SWT says, as far as these individuals are concerned, وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ, they reality, they have no knowledge whatsoever. They sound very intelligent, they sound very smart, they sound like they are way ahead of the game. When they talk about Allah and when they're disputing about Allah, they try to be very, very convincing. Where's the angels? We cannot see angels. If the angels were there, they would be doing this, they would be doing that. Allah says, these individuals, وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ, as far as knowledge is concerned, they absolutely have no knowledge whatsoever. إِيَّتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِ, even though they sound very convincing, they are only using assumptions to try to prove themselves. وَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا, and as far as these individuals who are trying to distract you from Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in whatever method they are using, they are absolutely useless in as far as the information is concerned. And if you were to take the information and compare it to that which is truthful in nature, then the information again is baseless. It has absolutely no value at all. So first of all, Allah is saying, angels are powerful, number one. However, on the day of Qiyamah, despite their power, they will come of no benefit to anyone except to the extent Allah allows it. You have to understand the argument that is taking place. Thereafter Allah says, as far as those individuals that don't believe in the Akhirah and they falsely attribute wrongful names to the various angels out there, these individuals also, they are doing it out of their own assumption. They are not doing it out of any factual data. So what do you do with people that just talk from their pocket? They just talk from their mind. They don't really think. They don't have the facts. In fact, the ulama have said the following: if an individual has a right opinion, the opinion is right in nature, however, they do not have proof of that opinion that they are giving, even though that opinion is right, according to the Sharia, they are worthy of being punished and they are worthy of being sinful. Islam is not about what I think or you think. Islam is about what does my Allah say and what does my Rasul ﷺ say regarding that given outcome. That is why it is said for a mujtahid. Now, who's a mujtahid? A mujtahid is that individual that has mastered the religion in and out. When that individual makes a mistake, and gives a ruling. For that person too there is a reward, because that person did research regarding what they are saying. When I say research, I don't mean sit at the U library and open one, two books and then go and interview one, two professors, sit smart, wear nice clothing, have a nice Mount Blanc pen and write down the responses. That's not a mujtahid. A mujtahid is that individual when they look at a word and they go into the root of that word. They can tell you where that word came from, number one. They can give you the connotative meaning of it. After giving you the connotative meaning, they can give you the denotative meaning. After giving you that, they will say what Allah refers to that word in the Quran as. Then they will tell you the opposing opinion regarding the given meaning. Then they will give you the Quran, Hadith, the Immah, the Sahaba, everything regarding, not that sentence, just that word alone, they can give you the detail. After that, they will take that word, put it in line with that sentence that it is part of. Then they will take that word, what the hadith have said. Then they will tell you what different hadith have said regarding that. Then they will tell you what the different sahaba have said regarding that. Then they will tell you, as far as the different pronunciation of that word, how that word can change from this qira to that qira. Then in the end, they will give you the opinion. That is why when their opinion is wrong, they still get a reward, and when their opinion is right, their reward is double. So the Quran is saying, there are many individuals out there, they do not possess any knowledge. What do they possess? One, this idea, you know, I have this concept, I have this hypothesis. They think they're doing a research project here. Allah says, Islam is not a research project. It's not a work in progress type of thing. It's not a construction site where it says, done after so many days. That's not Islam. Islam is a reality, and there are reality things that we have to hold on to in as far as our data is concerned. And when individuals deviate you from this data, the Quran says very far the following, فَأَعْرِضَ عَمَّنْ تَوَلَّى. So ignore these type of people who are turning away from Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا, in reality, they are turning away from our remembrance, they are turning away from our words, and وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Because these are the individuals whose desire is in reality the world. When a person makes the world their desire and their objective, then they will always find a way to deviate you. And when a person makes Allah their primary object and Allah their goal, then we have to understand one thing, their thinking becomes different. And it's not just their thinking. Mind you, for example, talking of thinking and brilliancy, Allama Maududi was one of the most brilliant thinkers of his time. And he was way ahead of his game. He was in the category of those individuals that sat in the likes of Abul Hasan al-Nadwi and many, many other brilliant scholars. Maududi was so brilliant that scholars in the likes of Abul Hasan al-Nadwi and them said that when this man used to talk, we used to become so convinced that we would have fallen for his arguments. That's how brilliant he was. However, he deviated people as a consequence of him letting his ideas convince himself that he was one of the greatest people to such an extent towards the end of his life, he was not even performing salah. He would sit, for example, and say, now basically, I'm around the Kaaba itself, or he will sit wherever he is and he'll say, there is no need for me to go wherever I need to go, and I can perform my salah in the state that I am right now, not even performing or taking part in the acts of wudu. The point is, his mind took over the reality of himself, not realizing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, towards the end of his life, what did he say? As-salah, 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 wa ma malakat aymanukum. Take to salah. He would have sahaba carrying him in to perform the salah. And what did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say after he says salah? He says salah, 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 and thereafter, take care of that which is in your control, your family, your those around you, those under your care, employees, etc., etc. So as far as ideas are concerned, also Allama Maududi, we call him Allama out of some respect, I don't understand why we say that sometimes, but regardless, suffice to say is the following. Also he began making criticism on who? Anybody knows?
Sahaba.
Not only Sahaba, also certain prophets. Like for example, regarding Isa alayhi salam, etc. So my brother and sister in Islam, we all know basic aqidah. Once a person attacks a prophet, regardless of who you are, your iman is gone. And my brothers, as a consequence of him attacking Sahaba, as a consequence of him attacking prophets, we know, unfortunately, the death that he had was very, very low in nature. We don't need to discuss that. Rather, we have to make dua for ourselves that Allah prevents us from that. So we learn from these ayat that do not take religion as a game. Do not take religion as, well, what I think. What you think is wonderful. Keep our thoughts to us, ourselves. And we have to start thinking in the manner in which Allah wishes for us to think. And once we make our thinking the way Allah wants us to think, the way our Rasul ﷺ wants us to think, then we will realize, even though we may be making mistakes, we will at least pick up our hands and say, "Oh Allah, I am weak. Oh Allah, I have made mistakes. Oh Allah, guide me away from dhann and guide me towards iman and yaqeen." So may Allah SWT help us in understanding the value of Allah, value of angels, and make us realize that whatever happens, happens only as a result of what Allah wishes. And those individuals that exist to deviate us, they come in various forms. They come in religious clothing at times. They come in, you name it. The bigger and the more religious an individual looks, the more he can deviate an individual. The simple example is Shaytan. Shaytan had the clothing of the most religious individual. And Shaytan deviated the individuals more than anyone else. So let's not be fooled with clothing. Let's not be fooled with knowledge. Let's not be fooled with looks. Let's not be fooled with individuals' lineage. Let us focus on Allah and what Allah demands and look for the people that are going towards Allah and attracting us towards Allah. Inshallah, if we made this our guide, then inshallah we will remain guided not only in this world but also for a better hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us at all times. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.